Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. April 29th, 2012. I welcome the listeners and the new listeners to Parker Pathways and supporting RBN. I had a, it's very hard to come down and where I am and in terms of finding me or something of that sort, which is, you know, I have to keep it like a moving target, not to make a pun. I had an opportunity to be interviewed by Forbes magazine, and I made a comment that the idea of what I would be come in the future with people as an expertise in the electronic medical record and the process of medical care itself. And of course I turned down the interview concept and the invitation. I was wanting to know how come a person by the name of Steve Swink wants to have people's houses burned down if they're against global warming, or you are against global warming. And the I said, how could you possibly support such a thing, you know, to have that concept? I said, of course, global warming is actually a bogus climate change model. And the answer I got one day I'll give to you. Now, this is Forbes magazine. I totally respect. I've always felt good about Forbes. There's a long story about that. That's a good one. But I found it interesting that the interview would have taken the tact that I'm not giving free or conceptually taking ideas and working them to the advantage of in such a way to develop ideas which actually benefit society, and accusing me before the interview started of being a one percenter in the process. So I turned it back on Forbes. I says, well, you invented, and you know, a lot of people are helped and a lot of jobs are created. It's just the tenor and the psychology of the time. And we'll see you at the end of the break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. I wanted to mention about Nancy Pelosi again, who made a comment on the 23rd. Actually, she made the comment on the 22nd of this month. What she said was, quote, you should work more so you can pay more to the government. In other words, this is this redistribution of wealth concept. And the idea... And actually wants to legislate this kind of concept. At the same time, the federal government wants to tax 401ks, and then years later you have to have less money in retirement, but the idea is that you get more money now, and that's filtered through the government. But at the same time, they want you to work more so that you can pay more. I want to remind the socialists in the House of Representatives and the senators who are avowed socialists and communists is that it takes to think up these ideas, and particularly on the past hour, is a result of other people's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years' work. Madame Curie, in her way of discovering radioactivity, by the way, and becoming radioactive herself, along with her husband, to discover radium, was based upon a conceptual theory which was proposed by the Greeks. And she worked that formula and worked that formula because there wasn't a, what is called the algorithmic algebra at that time to determine the radium decay rate. And they developed new forms of mathematics, which they developed and got their inspiration from the Persians, which, by the way, the library at Alexander was destroyed and burned to the ground and only 9 volumes saved, which had all the knowledge of the world that had come up from 4000 B.C., And the process, but it took them the most of their lives. Madame Curie took the most of her life with her husband to create radium, which in turn was the beginning of their first film concept of doing X-ray and discovering X-ray. So the whole process of people that have the nerve to say that you should work more so you can pay more coming in the other way. You know what their food was when the history books? It was the concept of the German. They made their own bread and their own foods in the process, but that was radiated as well. And that's where the theory came out on the terms of the contamination of radiation in the water, which I picked up on in terms with a lot of work. It was already known that the water that we drink is radioactive. And the process of how it changes animal embryos. I did that human peer review work before I came out with the concept that chloramine caused global health damage, which is, by the way, on the RBN homepage. And you can click that on and you can send it to your friends. It's a cornerstone of information on the cytotoxic effect and the mutagenic effect of chloramine on the human body. And the suggestions of the studies that were actually real in terms of osteoporosis and cancer of the pancreas in females and bladder cancer in the males, human males, it was all done up to the studies of 1989, and the government knew that. The other people that knew that in the process of this, and I should also say that the process of anything that has been worked with and discovered in any period of time takes years to develop that theme and develop that idea. So I direct you to, there are some listeners who, Parker Pathways, who want to know if their town or city council is under the direction of the United Nations in Agenda 21, which is a suppression of all our rights, the determination of what we eat, what we drink, how it is developed. Remember, this was written years ago. Got a list of all the towns that are under United Nations control, where they have water control, determination of paying dues to the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, which is called the ICLEI. Now, if you find and want to look up the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, you will see if your town is under the control of the United Nations and the protocols on the United Nations. One of the points when you go to the city council with your discovery that your town and your city council is on the take to the United Nations, do not mention or discuss the United Nations openly. Keep your discussion actually at a local level. How these United Nations policies impact the local citizens, because many of the people, you know, the listeners that I've mentioned in terms of their town and the process of chloramine and the addition of additives to destroy and decrease the population through chemicals, which is Dr. John Holder in Science and Technology Czar for Obama. Has mentioned, and so has Paul Ehrlich and the rest of these folks that are our czars to Obama that affect what are called the science policy of health and human services. Many of these people now are being arrested in city councils of the United States of America because they mention that they have found out that their city is under the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, the ICLEI. So for... the ICLEI should have long ago been deleted from our lexicon. There are other ways to creatively change this world without the greed and corruption of planning commissions in the local areas, the payoffs on the sustainability, the determination of greens under LEEDs, which is totally determined by the United Nations as to what you build, what you can have, how you can determine it. But the formation of the teachings in the schools now, of course, with the coloring books and the process of it, as I understand it, many of the children are being taught in schools that there are too many people. And in fact, the actual wording, which is on YouTube, that you can see how 12-year-olds are taught that there are too many people and they're polluting the earth, and statements that humans should not exist, and to eliminate the human species and the formation of this. And there are many mothers who are proud that their children, they hold their children up in photographs and films to determine and say these things as part of how well they're taught in their school. So you have if you have a reminder, the process of the right to die, issues that are coming up in the pay schedules for the new Obamacare, which is being implemented as we speak and has been for many, many months, even though the Supreme Court is ruling on it. It reminds me of the philosophical position of which was taken by the kamikaze and the kamikaze of World War II. I've talked to World War II veterans, and who not many of them survived from the kamikaze and the kamikaze. But it means divine wind in the Japanese language. And the process of the divine wind is the process of taking the decision of the human life as a decision to be taken by you, not to exchange spirit as it is in the metaphysical ancient writings of cultures, but the process of the destruction of the, not just the body, but the spirit. And the kamikaze philosophy is in the present United Nations teaching of children in schools. And this is the process by which even was discussed at the Global Market Summit in New York just a few days ago. And how to break the spirit into the process of the development of the change of having decisions about the human spirit and the human body destroyed. When you see the films on YouTube and the process of the mothers holding up their children in the United States, talking about the elimination of the species, many of these people are up to about the age of 12. Right now, the brain research is being distorted to the public, concerning that you're not fully adult until you're 24, based upon the concept of brain development. So this has become, in the process of the Obamacare, up to the age of 26, you can be supported freely by the parents of this. Match those YouTube pictures with the ones that were in pre-Hitler's Germany. You can get them on any YouTube. You'll be enlightened very quickly. See you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This is Murder Pathways. I'm just going to run through some points because of the question of time. The Pelosi discussion on changing the First Amendment of the Constitution, called the People's Right Act, and of course, when you read it, it's nothing in the formation of the people's right, but that is the fact of it. We have Steve in Virginia. Steve, are you still there? Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve from Virginia.
Hello. Yes.
Hello. Hi. Steve.
Hi there. Yeah, that's nice to hear the show again. We just had a question. There's been a lot of concern, I know, about the the radiation from Fukushima in particular, and we've understand that it's of course it's still a problem and a lot worse than what the authorities are saying, and especially there in the West and Pacific. And I was wondering if you've got any information on details on that, and then how it may be in the rest of the country, if it's affected the Midwest or perhaps even over here the East more than what people realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's you're totally correct. It is of course worse than they're saying. It always was. The truth of the matter is, because of time, commercial is going to be coming up in a couple of minutes, but the thing is that the radiation has affected the formation. The government doesn't want you to know that. The formation of plankton, there's a certain kill rate of radiation in the sea. The plankton are very important, not just plankton. There's a form of cilia plankton, which is very important for the Earth, that absorbs carbon dioxide. In other words, there's more carbon dioxide that is absorbed by plankton than any human-made concept of sequestering carbon dioxide from the air and putting it into the Earth, and, you know, burying it into the pore holes, which are being used to frack natural gas, which has already broken the Earth's crust to get the natural gas and is now contaminating the world's aquifer. So, in other words, this will create more carbon dioxide coming out the other way. But the plankton absorb this carbon dioxide excess from the Earth and have done it for 4.5 million years. That has been actually tested by radiation, by the way. So what's happened is that the radiation is increasing in the air because the plankton cannot absorb the process of the excess carbon dioxide, which is also destroys the climate change mathematical model. And that's a reality. That's a reality. You do basic physics, algebra on that, and quantum physics, and you can figure it out very quickly. Now, the other side of the point, yes, we are going to be in the same spot that Chile is in, and Peru has been in from the Chernobyl radiation explosion many years ago. The world has always been in the position the United Nations has always said. They don't want people to know that the milk is contaminated in the animals and the llamas. The South America is awash in terms of any genetic process of infertility that's increased in South America as a result of radiation. And so the radiation which comes in from the Gulf and the thing, because you're conforming into the continental shapes of the Earth, and of course this sets the wind flow, and then you have La Nina and La Niña, and in terms of hot and cold air currents, which don't do any good in terms of trying to transmit, not by wind current, but by temperature. So if you have, this is the way radioactivity works, you have processes where the radioactivity, it just doesn't drift, it changes as a result of temperature variations of the climate, which the meteorologist in the United States government does not want you to know. Now, if you have a process where you change in terms of, say, you have more solar flares. Now, the real reason for the worry about solar flares, we talked about knocking out grids and energy processes, and that's true. You can change the electromagnetic force, but not the quantity. So, therefore, you are taking the radioactivity and lifting it into the ozone layer. And so now the solar flare and the heat is now lifting to the ozone layer, which is exactly what is happening. And the process of the ice is melting in certain areas of the poles, which is being blamed on climate change. No, it has to do with radiation. So now all of this goes in the water supply. You see, it doesn't take a physicist to figure this out. I mean, it's pretty logical. You know, I mean, if you have methane in the water as a result of fracking, and you have five carcinogenic agents which are flammable, which you have acetaldehydes, which I talked about on the last show, and then you add radiation to the process of it, you now have an explosive internal cellular cancer explosion. It's like a nano TNT bomb, which is in the human body. So now you have people that are dying from pancreatic cancer that nobody can figure out, except they find out, and they don't tell the public this, that on autopsy the pancreas has exploded. And the reason it's exploded, those cells have exploded, is the fact they're radioactive.
Oh.
So this is really the real world. And, Steve, you stepped on the right rock today, and I really thank you and bless you for calling the show. I wish I had more time to talk about it, but you're asking the question.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Parker Pettley. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have a caller, Art, in Arizona. Hello, Art. Art, are you there?
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Outstanding. Your knowledge, experience, and especially your ability to communicate it is overwhelming, but I understand that our water source for personal hydration must be pure. There's no way an individual such as myself can evaluate every toxin source, conspiracy, or threat perpetrated by private sector and government. But what I can do is make sure my water's pure, right?
Well, you do the best you can with it.
Purify the water that I hydrate my body with. That is a good plan of action, correct?
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Now, I don't expect you to answer this question today. You told me in the past that when you had obtained a signature from Einstein, that he encouraged you to research Earth phase sequencing. And I stated I'd call you back when I found out something. I don't know if I found something or not. However, Stanley Myers' gas particle magnetized tabletop particle accelerator electrical coil core looks like a classic Pentagon private sector war game to me. His death looks like a private sector war game. However, the United States Air Force is operating multi-Mach aircraft, such as potentially Aurora. They appear to require air launch, but we do not know the origin of flight. However, it appears that surveillance satellite has captured them in transit, U.S. to Europe. I submit. Now, you can't answer this now, and I know you can say in a nebulous palm-reading kind of way, it's possible. But could you put some teeth in it, sir, and put some teeth into what Einstein ordered you to do, which was to research Earth phase sequencing? Is it possible that speed is not a military combat application, but a phase sequence transit application, and that Aurora is attempting to utilize Earth EMF or magnetic force as perhaps a coil to access another dimension, and that these aircraft are not disintegrating at high speed because of structural plan, form, failure. Rather, they are encountering dimensional turbulence akin to atmospheric turbulence encountered at Mach. I know that's a whole mouthful, but you are so intelligent. Could you give me anything to work on with this?
By the way, I appreciate your call and what you're saying. I don't have many minutes to be with you here, because I'll have to cut the call off in about 2 minutes at the most because of what we have to cover. First of all, when Einstein did that process and thing, there was a, of course, you're just a kid, you know, what do you know? It's like a guy, Einstein was very big on collecting stamps. And there was a stamp that was going to be in his name, and I have one of those personally signed. And I think on the back of the stamp, he printed the letter M. I have this, by the way, framed.
He spoke it into you, buddy. Yeah, he wanted you to do it.
You know,
I'm shocked.
Of course, it's in a safe. Whenever, of course, when I opened the last hour show, I was talking about Camelot, a Camelot that I'm going to create called the Camelot of Knowledge. And that's when I was, Guinevere asks, you know, in the process of, to King Arthur, he says, but I'd love you, and then think, what do you want me to do? After, you know, Lancelot said, well, I can't be with you. But, of course, Lancelot ended up with her, and in the process of that. There's a line within Camelot that's written, which is called, he who flieth in the process of Ardeora will see the soul of God. And on the first hour, the first hour of this show is, of course, all my archive shows are there. You have to listen for the beginning of the show to the 2 hours to get what I'm trying to do. And I was talking about the the Hindu process of the of Aura, A-U-D-A and A-U-R-A for the Aura, which is the seven-headed horse and the formation of the legless Aura, and which was the Aura. You have in the drawing of Hindu, based upon the seven spokes of the wheel, and that are in the carving. This is, of course, carved in stone in what used to be Burma, and the process of it, and which explains in each spoke the answer to your question, and I'm determined to answer your question and to divulge something which I have to be in encrypted form, practically.
No, you're right, Indus Valley, ancient nuclear warfare, come on with Burma.
Yeah, so the thing is that what M stands for in terms of what Einstein was telling me, and that was the big mystery for years and years, the M stands for majestic. And Majestic is was a project that was in the minds of 11 scientists, who is the most highly secret project that has been known in the world. It turned into being called Majestic 12. Just to say that on air could create problems, but I will not.
You will not have problems, sir.
The thing, well, with the government, because that's been redacted.
Spread the word. You will not have problems.
The Majestic 12 has been redacted by the government in any form. It's the most highly secret project of which you cannot even think about. in terms of how it's been redacted. It's the re-engineering of Aurora, which is what you're saying. In other words, the phase sequence application in terms of the speed is the formation. In fact, you wouldn't get any sonic booms, you see, because what would be happening is that you're changing the force. You're changing the force of what I discussed three shows ago, and when I was working with this experiment on neutrinos in the process of the wormholes. In other words, you have the cosmic wormholes of the transfer. In other words, you can be from Earth to another planetary galaxy within 17 nanoseconds.
Well, it's almost instantaneous. This is not purely about Earth events. This is about getting at.
I know. And the thing, but the speed by which of the phase sequence application, of course, in terms of this, is very, very real.
This is tearing up Aurora, isn't it?
Yes. And so what we have here is beyond beyond secret. Let me add information to this on another focus. Right now, of course, when I opened up my first hour, I was talking about the three suns, which are quite real. Those are processes that we have another sun, which is with the sun we have, which has been hidden from the public's astrobiology information for just years in the process of this. And, of course, when the three-sun formation, which is coming in, and this is all carved within the Mayan sun arch, which is an open view for the public to see at the University of Mexico and has been there for years. The whole process of the sun and the process of the main metal that was used in the terms of the process of the extraterrestrials in theory, if they are extraterrestrials,
Elohim.
Quote, is gold. And
so, good, Elohim, sir.
So beg your pardon? Yeah,
you're E.T. Hebrew is good.
So the whole thing comes down to we have now what is called the mining of asteroids, which is the process of the value composition of as it stands now, where the value of asteroid mining in the process of all the big monies in the terms of what are called the asteroids of the M types are largely metal. And then these shattered protoplasms of the S-types are actually stony asteroids, you know, that contain nickel and magnesium. And then you got the C-types, so they're most common. They're composed of hydrogen and helium gases. And so, for instance, there was a breakup of an asteroid, and this is just unbelievable to me that I'm supposed to be safe, right? And an asteroid explodes, and the thing, and of course... someone down the road, a woman picks up a 5-pound asteroid piece, and of course NASA and the whole United Nations, the troops and everyone descends on this lady, and the thing offers her $10,000 for that piece. And the reason that you ask yourself, why would NASA be so interested in that little piece? Because it's a bigger piece they can test for it, you see. But the thing is, but we're going to take this thing one step further, your question. You see, the process of what I was explaining in the first hour was what we discovered from the experiments that I've done and been involved with and touched base with, and the whole process comes out of it that the angels and the process of the archangels are not in human form. That's what the thing. They're in an etheric cosmic energy form. So when you pick up an asteroid and you pick up the phone, the reason what you're looking for is such things as the formation of, for instance, Mars, which has been shown to have life. In other words, it's not the life that we determined, but it has life. The asteroid mineral gold mining, and of course I made a note on this because there's a thing going on in New Mexico that's very fierce, which is a new word by young females today, fierce. And the thing comes down to the fact that to determine life within the formation of there really life. I mean, there are bacteria there are processes, but the metals that are in those asteroids are a different configuration of composition than the metals here on Earth. So what you have here in terms of the reason that this is a great process in the reengineering in the process of Majestic 12 is the process of how you re-engineer the process of using those metals for these different phase sequence applications that you're inferring.
Now, that's the objective. I submit to you, good sir, that there are many ET trapped in near-Earth dimension or near-dimension that may not move beyond. I'm in the bottom of Barringer Crater, and I know how pathetic human efforts to get beyond this dimension are and will continue to be. But there are ET incoming. And I submit that the ET trapped in our near-Earth space that promulgate any of these smoke and mirrors operations are seeking a way to move to a secondary and a tertiary position, and they are locked here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they
that's
anything to us and themselves in order to get away because you know, they don't let hammers fall.
Yeah, I know that's a theory, and if you believe the process like the Mars rock that has the fossilized life. And the process in the middle actually gives credence to the panspermia theory, life from other planets. And,
People put their hands on things. How about iron with chlorine gas? How do you make that? They're trying to reverse engineer it now.
I know it. And the thing is, that, like where it stands right now, the billionaires. Which was one of the reasons that Forbes wanted to interview me. Not that I'm a billionaire, but they say that one day I will be. And I says, well, you're a good soothsayer. He says, I have no interest in being a billionaire. I want to stay.
Communicate is what you can.
Yeah, I want to stay.
And communicate.
I want to stay out of the way. I want to be on a ranch with my honey. I want to have a fact and have a decent cup of coffee and a shot of whiskey and mind my own damn business. And the thing, and that's the truth. Somebody asked me.
You can get beyond being nebulous. And like campfire smoke, because you have that potential. That is how come Einstein was brought to you by the Creator God to speak that into you.
Yeah, I know.
This phase sequencing is significant to us.
You should. One of the notes that he made on a napkin. Of course, that's probably where I got the habit writing things on napkins. And the thing is, and the things he wrote there, I can't talk about. I'm going to put them in the book, but I'm going to tell you. Now that I'm getting a little more wiser, you know how the gods work. They say, the Buddhas always say, you get what you're ready to get, you know, and, you know, the little more the window opens. And every time that window opens, you know, and I see what they tried to do last week, and in terms of the fact, you know, the wanting to extract, here you've got billionaires who want to put money up to mine asteroids. And what they're talking about is $87.2 trillion that they can retrieve from asteroids. And in terms of, they got more nickel than platinum and cobalt and iron. And they're equating this. This is the mentality as we speak. This is only a few hours old, actually, in terms of things. The U.S. debt is $15.5 trillion. So they figure if they mine asteroids, they could pay off the debt. I mean, can you imagine?
Another future smoke and mirrors?
Yeah.
You recoil in horror from what Oppenheimer became. He said, I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. You have recoiled in horror from that. But you realize there is good that you can do, practical good, getting to the beef behind why is Aurora feeling the need for speed? What's going on in terms of her sequence?
Yeah,
stealth is more combat efficient than speed. Why is this need for speed?
Yeah.
It's about something.
No, it's always been in the term of the 500,000 that are in the Book of Revelations. A lot of these people want to be the 500,000 that gets off the earth fast. And the thing is, and that's why these space platforms are being built the way it is. This is why NASA was suppressed, so that they could go to this other process of the private investment for these private plans and uncertain
NASA
people.
NASA has lied to us since 69 and before.
Yeah, and that's a whole process.
Storm, Bomb, Fuhrer, Werner, Von Braun, decorated by Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. They're,
hey, what about your talent? Didn't we have any local talent? Turned to Nazis and a cult?
What was that again? What was that?
I say again, NASA has lied to us since 69 and before. Did the United States not have any local talent that we needed to turn to people decorated by Adolf Hitler?
The thing is, to give you just keep that thought for a minute. The Patent Office has put out to the public for comment a proposition that some patents are to be kept secret if they have any economic development, and this is for open public discussion. This is a world changer. Can you imagine what ones they want to keep secret?
I know you got to go, sir. But you were going to disclose something of substance. Will you do it, sir?
No, and I have to go right now, Art. But thank you for calling.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and it's Dr. Wynn Parker. We only have a few minutes, and I have a lot more information. I have to get in 4 minutes. I want to make sure I get a call. Laura, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, what state are you from?
I have a question. I have a question because I'm very limited by time, as you said. Some people, this is a very educated person, made a suggestion for us, for people to consider moving to the southern hemisphere because of the radiation that is coming to the northern hemisphere. What is your opinion about this?
To move to the southern hemisphere?
yes, you know, like south, in the northern hemisphere is North America, moves south, of, I guess, of the equator.
Well, there are people that are suggesting that kind of concept. I have a hard time making a suggestion about that because most of the southern hemisphere has a lot of contamination processes that are a little bit different because it's a higher altitude, for one thing. I have a little trouble making a suggestion of that. I know that the suggestion that is coming in terms of earthquakes and the changes of the continental shelf would make the southern hemisphere shift a little more. That's the proposition that's being given by mathematicians of geology. So it's a hard call. It's a hard call. I really kind of have to pass on that because there are other dangers. The going, believe it or not, going north, a northern hemisphere system has a little more advantage because the cold will change to the warm, and the southern hemisphere will go from warm to cold because this happens every 15,000 years. And this seems to be the tendency for the natural shift of the poles of the Earth, see, which is shifting. They shift every 20,000 years by 4 degrees. So we're the Earth has shifted. They're not telling the public, but the magnetic poles have already shifted 2 degrees. So it's been documented in ancient literature and in the Bible that the Earth has shifted tilts 154 times. So we're heading to 155 shift, the 155th shift. So this is why I'm in conflict, to be honest and answer your question. I wish I could be a little more help, but that I am telling you something important. Are you there, Laura?
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, listen, Laura, you call again when we have a little more time, will you?
I will. Next time I will, because I need to be educated in that way.
Okay, Laura, thank you for calling. Sure.
God bless. Bye-bye.
The whole thing is that the Chewat Indian of the Pima Indian culture said that there was only darkness everywhere and darkness in water and the creation of the earth, and the hand over his heart drew the stick that he made the world. And the whole process of Chiquatumaka, I made the world. Echikatunato, the world is finished. Thank you for listening, and take care of those vets and the post-traumatic stress. God bless America. Support RBN, please. And thank you, producer. And to all the people who have helped and loved, I love you all. God bless America.